Well, well, I never thought I'd see you again. What are you doing here? Friends of the groom? My husband's sister is friends of the bride, so we decided it would make a nice getaway weekend for us. I can tell you don't remember me. 20 years ago, we were both freshmen in college. No? I was your girlfriend for one semester, and you called me Sugar. Doesn't that ring a bell? How about this? One of your friends was Steve, you know, with the old VW beat-up bus, and we went out drinking at a pub one night with a bunch of your fraternity brothers, and what? You don't remember Steve either? Look, I haven't changed that much, have I? How about Chet? Remember him and how he always talked about getting a broken-down computer at the junkyard and carrying it around in the trunk of his old clunker car and hoping and praying that someone would rear-end him so he could sue them for a new computer? I often wonder whatever happened to him. He probably made it big in business or politics or something. And Leon? Remember Leon? I never told you this, but Leon wanted to do me one night. I think you were sick or something, and I came over to the house you guys were sharing, and after I left you in your room, Leon caught me at the front door and started messing with me. I never told you, but we got going pretty heavy there, standing up by the door, necking and everything, and after a while, I unzipped his pants, and he showed me his cock. It was a nice cock. Bigger than yours. He wanted me to touch it, which I did, and suck it, which I didn't, because I was loyal to you. What do you mean you don't remember Leon? He was one of your best friends. And Wally, big old Wally, remember how he could spend hours in the bathroom and embarrass his girlfriend Helen, who was such a tiny little thing? How can you not remember your friends from college? And me? How could you possibly forget me? After all, you took my fucking virginity. I snuck you up the back stairs to my dorm room because my roommate was out, and we lay down on the bed, you on top, both of us still wearing our clothes, and we made out. I think it was my birthday or something. And you said you wanted to give me a gift. And you were kissing my neck and whispering in my ear, saying how much you loved me and wanted to give me a gift for my birthday. And then you started feeling my breasts and said what nice big fat tits I had. And your hand crept underneath my top and you're feeling them over my bra. And then we squirmed around, and you unhooked my bra and pushed my top up and started sucking on my tits. And I was holding your head and squirming around and spreading my legs, and you nestled your hips in between my legs and started humping me with our pants still on. And then you took my hand and brought it to your cock bulge and asked me to touch you. And then you told me to unzip your pants and take it out. And then you told me to stroke it. I'd never touched a cock before. It felt all hard, like steel, with a soft, velvety skin on top. And I slid the skin back and forth over your hardness. It felt so good, all warm and hard and leaking pre-cum. And then you scooted down and pulled my pants off, leaving me in just my white nylon panties. And the next thing I knew was that I felt your hot breath on my pussy, right through the nylon. And my panties got all moist and everything. And you started rooting around down there with your nose. And you touched my clit with it while your hands were squeezing my tits and playing with my nipples and making them all hard. I wanted to touch you too, but you said no, wait. You were too excited. Then you pulled my panties down, and the next thing I knew was the feel of your tongue on my pussy lips and my pussy hole and circling around my clit, never quite touching it, even though I raised my hips and practically shoved it in your face and begged you to lick me there, but you refused. You said you had something better. and then you climbed back on top of me and started sucking my tits with your other hand, and you grabbed your big hard cock and started rubbing it against my clit. I was so wet for you, baby. I still remember how good your cock felt on my clit, my pussy juices making us both wet, and then I felt you start to push the head of your cock into my pussy. It was such a tight fit. Your cock was so big, and my pussy was so tight. I'd never had sex before, and you weren't that experienced either. We kind of learned from each other. And then you pushed and pushed, and every time just a little bit more if your cock would enter me, until you couldn't go any further. And then you took my arms and held them above my head on the pillow and French kissed me and stuck your tongue inside my mouth. And you gave a giant push with your hips and drove your cock straight through my hymen and made me a woman that night. It didn't hurt me bad, not like I had heard it would. And your tongue in my mouth stifled my screams so no one heard us as you took my virginity and started fucking me with your big fat cock. I can still feel it. Even when I'm fucking my husband, I can still feel your cock inside me, baby. It felt so good. You fucked me so good that night. Neither of us knowing what we were doing, only that we kept wanting more and more. And then you started going faster, pounding into me further and further. Me raising my hips against you as I bucked up against your shaft so I could feel it on my clit. And I got all tingly and started panting and screaming. And I felt this wonderful feeling rush over me as your body got all hard and stiff. And then I felt your cock poking against my cervix like it was trying to enter it. And then I felt all this wetness inside me as you shot your load deep inside me. And your balls were right up tight against my ass. And you kept moaning, "I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come." And you held all stiff inside me as you shot your load so deep. It was so good, baby. That feeling that washed over us until we remembered that I wasn't on birth control and you weren't wearing a condom. Surely you remember our first time together. Is it starting to come back? I see it in your eyes as you're looking at me. Where are we going? My hand. You're dragging me away from the punch bowl. My husband. People will know. I'll be missed. My husband will be looking for me. We can't go in there. It's just a broom closet with all kinds of mops and brooms and... Be careful. You almost stepped in that pail on the floor. Turn on the light. I can't see. Oh, God. Your hands feel so good on my tits. They're bigger than they used to be. Size 42D cup. Do you like them, baby? They sure like you. I've never forgotten the feel of your hands on me and my tits. And you still kiss the way you used to, fucking my mouth with your tongue as you grind your cock bulge against my pussy. Oh, God, baby. I want you. I've never forgotten you. The man who first made love to me, who took my virginity, who first fucked me. Yes, do it. Unzip your pants. Let me suck your cock. I wasn't much of a cock sucker back then, but now I want to taste you in your mouth, in my mouth. You taste so good, baby. Oh, I love your cock. Oh, I've always loved your cock. I've missed it so much, baby. You know what I want, baby? I want you to fuck my mouth. I've always wanted that, but I was too shy to admit it all those years ago. So please, baby, fulfill my fantasy now. Shove your big fat cock in my mouth and fuck my face. Please, baby. Mm-hmm. I need it so bad. I need to feel your cock inside my mouth. And my throat. Please, baby. Mm-hmm. Fuck my throat. Mm-hmm. Give it to me. Mm-hmm. I need it. I want it. I need to feel you holding my head as you fuck my mouth and shove your big fat cock down my throat and hold it there and make me gag and choke. Please, baby. I've always wanted this, to feel you dominate me, to have you make me worship your cock, to have you rub your cock all over my pretty face. Oh, God, your cock is so big, baby, bigger than it used to be. I don't remember your cock being this big before. You're choking me with it. Please, baby, go slower. I'm choking on it. I can't take it any deeper in my mouth. Please. Let me breathe. You're all the way in. And my face is pulled tight to your groin. I can't breathe, baby. Your cock is too big. Please. Oh, baby, you just shot such a load in my mouth and down my throat. I didn't even get a chance to taste it. Oh. Oh. Please, now rub your cock against my wet, slippery face. Rub your cock on my lips. Make me kiss your cock. Make me tell you how much I liked it. How much I liked feeling you own my mouth and throat. How much I like feeling you fuck my throat. How much I loved it when you came down my throat and shot your load directly into my belly. Oh, Vinny, that was so good. Wait, what do you mean your name isn't Vinny? Where are you going? Don't leave me here like this. I can't even fucking see. Give me a towel at least. Vinny, or whoever the hell you are. I could have sworn that was Vinny. Damn, I need to get glasses.